This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri voters approved expanding Medicaid, the public health plan for the poor, in August. It's now up to the state legislature to get a program in place in the 2021 legislative session, which begins next month. But as St. Louis Public Radio's State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll reports, lawmakers may try to limit it or even put a stop to it.
Voters approved the constitutional amendment to expand Medicaid by about 7 percentage points. But State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman, a Republican from Arnold, says everything is on the table when considering how it'll look in Missouri. That includes whether there's a program at all.
I expect that there will be voices who feel like there was no funding mechanism that was attached to the drafting of the amendment, and so therefore the legislature isn't bound to pass it.
Coleman is a mom of five, and our phone conversations are often adorably interrupted. While finding socks and shoes, Coleman compared Medicaid expansion to her experience with Catholic school and tuition.
The analogy that I kind of think about is like parochial schools across the country have had fewer children, and as they have fewer children, they've had to raise their tuition. And as they've raised their tuition, they've had fewer children, and it becomes kind of a death spiral for the school. And I worry that we'll see similar patterns within our healthcare industry.
Coleman's concerned the cost of Medicaid expansion will get passed on to those using private insurance. There are a couple studies that suggest this, but many others show it wasn't the case in states that have expanded Medicaid. The program is going to include upfront costs, but how much is unclear. In a statement, Budget Chair Cody Smith, a Republican from Carthage, said the legislature is in a, quote, budgetary predicament, and said money will have to be diverted away from other programs. But outgoing State Representative Kip Kendrick, the ranking minority member of the Budget Committee, says he doesn't think it's going to be near as much as what some are suggesting.
I don't think that they're anywhere near the 200 plus million, or actually we've heard, you know, 300 million in costs. But I do expect, you know, anywhere a cost from anywhere from 10 to up to, I would think, upwards of 70, 75 million for a new decision item in general revenue.
Remember, the program comes with a federal match. 90% of costs associated with expansion will be covered by the federal government. Regardless of the expense, it'll be a tough sell not to implement expansion at all. The passage of Amendment 2 meant it expanded the populations that have access to the program, mainly single adults. Chuck Hatfield, an attorney who specializes in government-related issues, says if lawmakers try not to fund it, that means doing away with Medicaid in the state altogether.
The law seems pretty clear that the legislature can't go in and say, well, we're only going to fund part of the Medicaid program. You have to fund it all or you can't fund any of it. I think that if there is an effort to avoid complying with the Constitution, I think cooler heads will prevail.
Even Governor Mike Parson, who was a vocal advocate against expansion, says voters approved it, so it needs to be done.
But we'll fully support Medicaid. People voted for that. We're going to have to pay for it out of general revenue.
Some conservatives may try to work around paying for expansion, but it's more likely lawmakers will be focusing on how to fund it. Coleman says one of the more widely considered options is imposing work requirements in an effort to minimize who can access coverage.
This was sold to Missourians as a way to provide health insurance for the working poor. And so making sure that people are working in order to get that benefit doesn't seem like it won't be. I can't imagine that we're not going to be talking about that as well.
Even work requirements get murky. Arkansas was the first state to pass them in 2018. It resulted in 17,000 adults losing coverage in a three-month time span with no significant changes in employment. A New England Journal of Medicine study found that most lost coverage because of confusion about the reporting process or lack of awareness. Because of this, a federal judge put a stop to the work requirements, and federal courts have also struck them down in Indiana, Michigan, and New Hampshire. State Representative Sarah Unsicker, a Democrat from Shrewsbury, is a proponent of expansion, but also said taking a closer look and reforming the Medicaid program is past due.
Our total spending on participant benefits ranks number third in the country per recipient. So we are spending a lot more on coverage, and I don't know where that money is going.
Lawmakers could also try to put expansion back on the ballot, similar to what they did this November, undoing the so-called Clean Missouri Amendment voters approved in 2018. Like Coleman said, everything is on the table. It's difficult to predict what the program will look like, but one thing is certain. It will be an important topic of discussion in the 2021 general session. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.